This morning I'm speaking with Sue Droughton, and she is the Public Relations Officer for the Caboolture branch of Zonta. She's here today at 101.5 and she's on a mission, let me tell you. Sue is on board to recruit some new members. Good morning, Sue.
Good morning, Rosemary. How are you?
I'm well. Now, Sue, tell us, what makes Zonta different from other volunteer organisations?
Well, Rosemary, Zonta is not just a volunteer organisation. We when somebody joins Zonta, they pledge to serve the community. So we're more servants of the community. Mm-hmm. We'll do anything for our community.
Okay, okay. So what is the most rewarding part of being a Zonta member?
Knowing that we are assisting women, girls and families who need help through health and education. And of course, we are big supporters of DVA agencies too, domestic violence agencies.
Yep, yep. Now, Sue, can you share a story of how Zonta directly helped a woman or a girl in need?
Yeah. Yes, Rosemary, I remember this very clearly, and it's not that long ago, but every year we award our Banksia Awards to Year 11 students in all the high schools in our shire. It is an encouragement award. Now, I know of one young lass who was about to drop out of school, but due to our award, she studied hard to pass all of her Year 12 subjects and then went on her way to university. And she said to us later, it was us giving her a little award and a little financial reward for her studying against adversity. So a lot of our girls are, it's just not about an educational academic award. It's about rewarding them for persisting against mm-hmm. adversity.
Okay.
Oh, so well, that was done. One young girl I know of, yes.
Yeah. And Sue, I've heard that Zonta welcomes both men and women as members. What kind of person would thrive in your club, and, how do they think that their special skills or experience would help the club?
Rosemary, there is no special skills needed. We're great communicators. Zontians love to get together and chat and solve the problems of the world if we can. Mm. But as I said, ours is just a commitment to serve our community. That's all we ask.
Okay. Okay.
We're not just a club where you can sort of come and go. It's very much a commitment. And we have a young man in our club, actually. We were one of the very few Zonta clubs in Australia. And we have this wonderful young man by the name of Lawrence, and he has been a wonderful asset to our club. We get a bit of male muscle every now and then because he's tall and very useful. So he's a great member of our club.
Lovely. Now, in 2025, you celebrated 32 years. Why should somebody want to join Zonta right now, Sue?
Well, any time is a good time to join Zonta, Rosemary. It might be nice to someone who is listening to your program to make it a New Year's resolution that they will make some inquiries about Zonta. Come along and join us at a dinner meeting, and just find out who we are and what we do.
Lovely.
They'll be most surprised.
Yeah. Now, I'll just put this out there for anybody that's listening. Would you like to make a difference? Why not go along to a monthly dinner meeting, as Sue just mentioned, on a Wednesday, and the last Wednesday of the month at the Caboolture Bridge Club in Short Street, mm-hmm. Caboolture. And
correct,
we thank Sue Droughton from Zonta for keeping our community connected. And you can listen to this again. And if you'd like to get onto the 1015.com.au website and search podcast, you might be interested in becoming a Zonta Club member, and I'm sure they would welcome you with open arms. And as Sue says, 32 years they celebrated in 2025, so let's look forward to another whole lot of years. Thanks, Sue, for talking to us this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Rosemary. Thank you for having me. Bye.